बुद्धा बिना अनुवादम न च तन् मनीषितम् सम्यग् यतस्तक्तम् उपाददत् पुमा या आत्मनो दृश्य गुणेषु सन्निति व्यावश्यते स्वाव्यतिरेकता बुद्धा या आत्मनो दृश्य गुणेषु सन्निति व्यावश्यते स्वाव्यतिरेकता बुद्धा विनानुवादं न च तन्मनीषितम् सम्यग् यतस्तक्तम् पाददद्पुमान् या आत्मनो दृश्य गुणेषु सन्निति व्यावश्यते स्वाव्यतिरेकता बुद्धा विनानुवादं न च तमनीषितम् सम्यग् यतश्चक्तम् उपाददत् पुमान् आत्मनो दृश्य गुणेषु सन्निति व्यवश्यते स्वाव्यतिरेकता बुद्धा विनानुवादं न च तन्मनीषितम् सम्यग् यतश्चक्तम् उपाददति पुतां आत्मनो दृश्य गुणेषु सन्निति व्यवश्यते स्वाव्यतिरेकता बुद्धा सम्यग् यतश्चक्तम् उपाददत् पुमान् आत्मनो दृश्य गुणेषु सन्निति व्यवश्यते स्वाव्यतिरेकता बुद्धा विनानुवादं न च तन्मनीषितम् सम्यग् यतश्चक्तम् उपाददत् पुमान् लेडीस् या आत्मनो दृश्य गुणेषु सन्निति व्यवश्यते स्वाव्यतिरेकता बुद्धा विनानुवादं न च तन्मनीषितम् सम्यग् यतश्चक्तम् उपाददत् पुमान् या एनीवन् हू आत्मनः of his own real identity, the soul, drishya guneshu, among the visible objects, beginning with the body, sun being situated in that position, iti thus vyavasyate continues to act, svavyatyarekata, as if the body were independent of the soul. Na, not. Cha, also. Tat, the body and other visible objects. Manishitam, such considerations having been discussed. Samyak, fully. Yataha, because he is a fool. Chaktam are rejected. Upadadat accepts this body as reality. Puman, a person. Translation. One who considers his visible body, which is a product of the three modes of nature, to be independent of the soul is unaware of the basis of existence, and therefore he is a rascal. Those who are learned have rejected his conclusion because one can understand through full discussion that with no basis in soul, the visible body and senses would be insubstantial. Nonetheless, although his conclusion has been rejected, a foolish person considers it a reality. Please repeat. One who considers his visible body, which is a product of the three modes of nature, to be independent of the soul, is unaware of the basis of existence. And therefore he is a rascal. Those who are learned have rejected his conclusion because one can understand through full discussion that with no basis in soul, the visible body and senses would be insubstantial. Nonetheless, although his conclusion has been rejected, a foolish person considers it a reality. Purport. Without the basic principle of soul, the body cannot be produced. So-called scientists have tried in many ways to produce a living body in their chemical laboratories, but no one has been able to do it because unless the spirit soul is present, a body cannot be prepared from material elements. Since scientists are now enamored of theories about the chemical composition of the body, we have challenged many scientists to make even a small egg. The chemicals in eggs can be found very easily. There is a white substance and a yellow substance covered by a shell. And modern scientists should very easily be able to duplicate all this. But even if they were to prepare such an egg and put it in an incubator, this man-made chemical egg would not produce a chicken. The soul must be added because there is no question of a chemical combination for life. Those who think that life can exist without the soul have therefore been described here as abuddha, foolish rascals. Again, there are those who reject the body, regarding it as insubstantial. They are of the same category of fools. One can neither reject the body nor accept it as substantial. The substance is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, And both the body and the soul are energies of the Supreme Godhead, as described by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, texts 4 and 5. Bhumira panalo bayu kam mano buddhireva cha ahankara itiya me bina prakritir ashtadha apareyamitas tvanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, altogether these eight comprise my separated material energies. But besides this inferior nature, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mine which consists of all living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. The body, therefore, has a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead just as the soul does. Since both of them are energies of the Lord, neither of them is false because they come from the reality. One who does not know this secret of life is described as a Buddha. According to the Vedic injunctions, Aitadatmyam midam sarvam, sarvam kalvidam brahma. Everything is the Supreme Brahman. Therefore, both the body and the soul are Brahman, since matter and spirit emanate from Brahman. Not knowing the conclusions of the Vedas, some people accept the material nature as substance, and others accept the spirit soul as substance. But actually, Brahman is the substance. Brahman is the cause of all causes. The ingredients and the immediate cause of this manifested material world are Brahman. And we cannot make the ingredients of the world independent of Brahman. Furthermore, since the ingredients and the immediate cause of this material manifestation are Brahman, both of them are truth, satya. There is no validity to the expression Brahma satyam jagan mitya. The world is not false. Jnanis reject this world, and foolish persons accept this world as reality. And in this way, they are both misguided. Although the body is not as important as the soul, we cannot say that it is false. Yet, the body is temporary, and only foolish, materialistic persons who do not have full knowledge of the soul regard the temporary body as reality and engage in decorating the body. Both of these pitfalls, rejection of the body as false and acceptance of the body as all in all, can be avoided when one is fully situated in Krishna consciousness. If we regard this world as false, we fall into the category of asuras, who say that this world is unreal, with no foundation and no God in control. Asatyam apratistam te jagadahuraneshwaram, as described in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. This is the conclusion of demons. Om jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So today is the appearance day of Virabhadra, the son of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu had two wives, Janavi Devi and Vasudha. Virabhadra is the son of Vasudha and was the disciple of Janavi Devi. So here are prayers of Vasudev after the appearance of Lord Krishna within the prison of Kamsa. So, of course, Vasudev was astonished to see how the Supreme Personality of Godhead had appeared as his child. The Lord did not appear like an ordinary child. He appeared in his forearm form and was fully decorated with jeweled ornaments. So this particular prayer is very philosophical. And Srila Prabhupada has commented on it at great length. In this purport and in the verse, those who have no understanding of the spiritual soul or self, and also those who are impersonalists and who claim that this material world, material body is false, both of them are described as abuddha, which Srila Prabhupada translates as foolish rascal. So, especially in the Western countries, the materialistic conception of life, or the life that the body is the self, has become very prevalent. And therefore, since Srila Prabhupada's preaching was mostly in the West, he specifically emphasized that we should understand very clearly and preach about the nature of the individual self and the nature of the Supreme Self. So Srila Prabhupada said Bhagavad Gita is meant to understand three things: the individual living entity and the material nature and the controller of both. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Chaitra, Chaitra Gyayor Gyanam, Yattaj Gyanam Matam Mama. In my opinion, Chaitra, Chaitra Gyayor Gyanam. Knowledge means to understand the distinction between the material body and the knower of the body. Idam shariram konteya chetram iti abhidhyate. This body is called the chetra. It is our field of activities. Etad yo viditam prahu chetragya iti tadvidha. And the one who knows the body, he is called chetragya. So we are Chaitra Gya, we are not Chaitra. But the state of the world has become such that even the most educated and intelligent and respected persons, especially in the Western world, are completely ignorant of this. How deeply rooted the materialistic conception of the self is. I was watching a video which I have heard that many devotees like to watch and take help from. It is called The Secret. It was produced in Australia. And many leading persons, philosophers, writers, one physicist, they're speaking The secret is not worth talking about. The basic idea is that the basic law of material nature is attraction. So if you think positively about what you want to get, if you think as if you have already achieved it, then it will come to you, although it may take time. I don't think this is really very true, but in the course of this very well-presented argument, they were describing the nature of the self. They were saying that we can consider the self as the body. Within the body, there is cells. There are cells. The cells are made up of molecules. Molecules consist of atoms. And what is the atom? Ultimately, it is energy. So it was previously described in the prayers of Vasudeva that actually this material world, although it appears variegated, ultimately it is just undifferentiated energy, mahatattva. It is only by the interaction of the three modes of material nature that the various products of material nature become visible to us. So this we can understand, just like Prabhupada gives the example of a gold mine. Another example is a big mass of clay. You can take a big mass of clay, and with it you can fashion clay cup, clay plates, clay pot, clay vase, and so many different articles. But actually in the clay itself, none of these individual conceptions are there. These are all conceptions within the mind of the creator. Similarly, the material nature becomes manifested as the different elements, which can be described as earth, water, fire, air, ether. Or in modern terms, can be thought of as steel, plastic, and so on. So from steel and plastic, we can make a motorcycle, a car, we can make a microwave oven, we can make so many things. But actually, these individual conceptions are not present in steel or in plastic. They're in the conception of the conceptions are within the mind of the creator. So these foolish persons consider that ultimately we are just energy, and they're thinking we are just material energy. They know, and this is stated in Bhagavad Gita, they know that material, that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It is eternal. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Prakritim Purusham Chaiva Vidyan Adiyo Bhavapi. Both the material nature and the living entities are eternal without beginning and end. So sometimes I like to ask people, because for me this is the beginning of preaching to someone. Everyone knows the body will die. Do you think after the death of your body that you will continue to exist? So sometimes people say, yes, I will continue to exist, because the body, although it will cease to exist as a body, it will continue as energy. Or as Srila Prabhupada explains, the body disintegrates, the air goes, merges into the air, the earth merges into the earth, the water merges into the water. So they consider, so I will continue to exist, being spread out all over the energy of this body. So they have missed the point that although this is the nature of the body, within the body there dwells the conscious living being. And according to the statement of Bhagavad Gita, this conscious living being, who is me and you and all of us, we are eternal and we are distinct. We remain as the body changes from Komaram, Jovaram, Jara. We are completely independent, so much that Tata Dehantara Praptir, even when the body is destroyed, we go on to accept another body. Although we are different from the material body, we are not separated from the body entirely, because without our presence, the body would not exist as a body. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam chajanti ante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kanteya sadatad bhava bhavitaha. This body is actually a construction according to our mentality at the time of death. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam chajanti ante kalevaram. At the anta kala, at the time of death, whatever is the state of our mentality or whatever we are thinking of at that moment, that will carry us to develop our next body within the womb of our next mother. So we have a relationship with the body. The body is a manifestation of our mentality. So therefore, those who say jagan mitya, or who claim that this world is false, they are described here as abuddha. So many persons consider that there are many religions within the world. There's the Christian religion in many divisions. There's the Muslim religion in divisions also. There's the Hindu religion, Buddhist, and so on. But where, except in the Bhagavad Dharma, actually real religion is Bhagavad Dharma. Religion means to understand God, as described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Religion, or Shastras, only describes three things: Sambandha, Abhidheya, Prayojana. Religious scriptures are only meant to instruct us what is our relationship with the Supreme Lord, how to act in that relationship in order to obtain life's ultimate goal. So, where else is there conception that God can appear as my son? Everyone worships God in great awe and veneration. Of course, mostly people worship God just to, in the bodily conception of life, worship God for some material gain. Or as Prabhupada liked to say again and again, people try to make God their order supplier. So this is not pleasing to God, not very pleasing to God. Just like many of you are parents, or some of you are parents, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Pitahamasya Jagata, I am the father of all within this world. So you know, when you're a parent, of course a small child will ask, Mommy, give me this, Daddy, give me this. But when the child grows up, parents expect the child will do more than just use the parent as an order supplier. Give me this, give me this, I want that. Just like I sometimes see a t-shirt that says, my dad is an ATM. <clears throat> What a lovely conception of his father he has. Dad, can you give me 200 rupees? I saw another t-shirt yesterday. It said, all wisdom can be found on t-shirts. People have become very simple. Life has become very simple these days. No need to read Bhagavad Gita, because all knowledge can be found on t-shirts. And you see, when you walk around, there's t-shirts that say things. I used to have a t-shirt. I made a t-shirt. It said, the simple truth is that although life is eternal, in this material world, we change from one body to another. This is a quote of Srila Prabhupada. Then I saw someone who, I think he works in the temple here, he had a t-shirt yesterday, Bollywood sucks. I thought, people will kill you if you wear that t-shirt around in Bombay. It's like blasphemy of God, practically, for them. So, generally people worship God just as an order supplier. But in a more advanced stage, people worship God with great awe and veneration. That God, you are great, you are the greatest. You are the origin of everything, the cause of all causes. You are the father of all living entities, etc. So, in the beginning, one tries to cultivate knowledge of God, to understand God more and more. But ultimately, it is not possible to understand Krishna. This is stated by Lord Brahma in his prayers after he stole the cowherd boys and cows and calves. He said to Krishna that there may be many people that say, oh, I know Krishna. I know all about Krishna. But as for me, I cannot understand anything of your inconceivable potencies and how they work. And even, what to speak of Krishna, even his material nature is inconceivable. Albert Einstein had said that the more you understand, or the more you study material nature, the more you can understand that you know nothing about it. So, in the beginning, devotees, of course, must cultivate knowledge by, not by speculation, but by hearing from the Shastra, by hearing from the bona fide Acharyas. But in the advanced stages, the more advanced stages, the devotees are ignorant of Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada described the residents of Vrindavan. Although they were the most intimately connected with Krishna, they did not even know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So, here, Vasudev, although he's speaking in a very erudite manner about the nature of the Supreme Lord and his energies. Later on we'll see that Krishna wants him to forget this and to be covered by his yogamaya potency so that he forgets that his child is the Supreme Lord and just accepts him with fatherly affection. So by the influence of the external energy, Mahamaya, we become totally ignorant of the position of Krishna. But under the influence of the internal potency, Yogamaya, we may accept Krishna as being our friend, as being our son, or even as being our intimate beloved. Of course, this stage is not to be imitated by neophyte or even middle class devotees. But still, it is explained by the Acharyas so that we know what is the ultimate goal of the Krishna consciousness movement. So people are now coming very much under the influence of the Western scientists and philosophers who are ignorant of the nature of life. So therefore, we should study this very carefully and then convince them that the Supreme Controller has two energies. It is not just all energy, material energy. Yes, it is all energy, but there are two distinct energies, the material nature and the spiritual nature, of which the living entities are minute, fragmental parts. And in this way, people can be saved gradually, from misusing the valuable human form of life, which is the chance to get out of this terrible conditional life of repeated birth and death. Janma, mritu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. One who is intelligent should always remember the miseries that one must accept along with accepting a material body, birth, old age, diseases, and death. It is often people are very unhappy. Why God gave so much suffering? Why God made me suffer? Why I have to become old? Death. But it is often seen that without these miseries, we cannot take very seriously the purpose of the human form of life. This is an impetus. Therefore, Queen Kunti had said, Vipada santuta shashva tatra tatra jagadguru. Let these miseries come again and again. Bhavato darshanam yat shad apunar bhava darshanam. Because the more we see you or become Krishna conscious, then the less chance there is that we will have bhava darshanam, the darshanam of birth, death, old age, and disease. All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.